Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
No.
Bill Lingvall and John Morgan, a Raging Cajun on earlier. Podcast, TNTRadioEmpire.com. Stream is there too. You can listen any time of the day. I realize your listening patterns are a little different for a lot of you. A lot of you are still. Essential personnel.
Like, your everything pattern.
Like Nick Allen is essential personnel at both his jobs. We are at this only one job we have.
My eating pattern has stayed the same.
Yeah, I'm about the same, too. I want to eat more junk, but I'm trying to avoid the junk. I used the term quarantine 15 when we were pulling into the Dairy Queen last night. I said, I'm not getting a – I wanted a big old milkshake at like 8 o'clock at night, but I declined.
15 sounds optimistic.
Yeah. Well, everything's 15. The freshman 15, yeah. Quarantine 15.
Well, we're lucky because, well, most of us do occasionally slap on jeans to come here at least.
Yeah.
So you got some gauge.
Todd doesn't.
You know, if
Todd's staying thin, but still the fact is you have to, you're right, I've read people that don't put on jeans. That's dangerous.
Yeah, if you're only doing drawstrings and elastic.
Yeah, you don't know. You don't know what's happening.
That's forgiving.
You don't know what's happening.
Yeah, I should probably put on a pair of jeans just to see what happens.
Just to see what happens. Pop those buttons, Nick.
Slowly.
Yeah, that's the only way you
can
get a gauge.
Fire right across the room, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
These are my performing jeans.
I'll just tell myself they've been washed recently.
That's it. Oh, these are tight. Must have washed these.
Which is good enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That works.
Which is just as good as actually washing them.
Yes, it is. Saying you have.
ESPN's Chris Fowler believes that the possibility of a 2020 college football season played from February to May.
I was saying the same
is
thing.
Is gaining momentum.
Well, spring ball.
I was saying the same thing about that sport. I said, why do we care when we play it? I mean, if we can't play it in September, I was saying October or November.
Yeah, it's not like our appetite goes away for it.
No, it doesn't go away. And then the other sports are around, so what? We just do it.
Now, they have to maintain the facade, according to Chris Fowler, that football players are student-athletes. Football can't be played if colleges are not allowing on-campus, in-person classes,
I've heard
is
that.
What he figures.
Yeah, I've heard
that.
Oh,
yeah, I suppose.
So that's why they can't play in the fall?
Continue that. He said it seems unlikely we're suddenly going to be back normal to get the crowd back at stadiums everywhere by late August or early September. That seems unlikely.
I don't know. I mean, Chris Fowler's as good as, I mean.
It may be impractical to push college football into a February to May timetable, given what would then be a quick turnaround to a normal season in 2021.
Yeah, so we still do it. They can still do it.
And then it might be problematic, but like you say, they can work around it, for the NFL to conduct a draft in April of 2021 if the college football games are still being played.
They'll
figure it out.
Why for the NFL?
Again. Just like you said,
they'll figure it out.
They can. But this would also allow a delayed college football season, would also allow the NFL to play on Saturday.
Cool.
That'd be fine.
More so during the
season. I still hope they do something this fall. I mean, even if it's a month or two late. Who knows? I mean, Fowler knows more than we know, but who knows?
He just says it's gaining momentum is all.
I understand that.
I saw him. What did he call? I think he called his. He said that he has informed speculation.
Yeah, there's a lot.
Where is he getting his information?
But there's a lot of good old boys in that network. Mm-hmm. To do it. Let's play.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I don't doubt that he's getting information. I'm just curious where it's coming from.
Right. He's probably still mad at me.
Yeah.
And who can blame him?
He doesn't know it's me. He just thinks it was the show.
Yeah, so he's probably mad at me.
Yeah, well, he
was. And I didn't tweet that.
He was wrong.
Yeah, because your name's
your
first.
Name is first. Yeah. He was wrong, man.
77% of college students say that distance learning is worse or much worse than in-person classes.
It's probably hard
77%.
To really immerse yourself if you're just looking at a screen.
And to hit on your classmates.
Yeah.
I didn't stand a chance in that online statistics class. There's no way.
You've experienced that.
And you did it before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I slept through more than half of my college classes when I was there.
Yeah,
was if also, I was just at home and the bed was right there, forget it.
Pants off.
Yeah, I dropped out because I didn't have time. Turns out I would have had time.
Right.
I still would have dropped out for. I would have found some other reason
to not have time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think you can go back.
I've done that a bunch
and drop out again.
So we've got all the misinformation out there, from phony cures to claims that the 5G wireless signals cause the illness.
Did you see the...
horse hockey.
First of all, we know that's horse hockey because there's a bunch of countries that have it that don't have 5G.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just dumb. But, you know, I just corrected the dumb guy on Facebook, so...
They're also seeing an explosion in phishing and other digital cons that base the scams on these popular coronavirus myths.
I thought you meant actual phishing.
No, with a pH.
With a pH. Yeah. I was there with you.
Yeah.
Researchers found a massive uptick in the first 3 months of 2020 for new domains that make reference to chloroquine and hydroxychloroquine. The sharpest increase in the new domains came after Trump first mentioned the drug at the White House briefing. So most of these are websites that are purported to be online pharmacies where people can buy the drug, but were actually operations to get visitors' credit card numbers and other billing and personal information.
Ah, good.
Yeah.
Really?
There was a small study I saw about that drug, and they said they stopped it after irregular heartbeats were appearing a lot.
That was in Brazil.
Yeah.
Brazil?
They have hearts, too.
Yeah, but they were working on that in Brazil, they stopped it.
Yeah.
Brazil?
They stopped it.
Yeah.
Alex Trebek's memoir comes out in late July, day before his 80th birthday. Yeah. So we'll get to revel in the Alex Trebek information.
What is taint?
That's what it's called. That's what it's called.
What is taint?
Yeah, Alex Trebek.
What is taint?
Yeah, yeah. For no reason.
That'll be the best chapter.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app. Or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Scientists have discovered the brightest supernova ever.
Can we live there? Can we move there?
You mean the supernova formed by two merging stars?
Oh, it's probably hot.
Yeah. Oh, did it just happen?
10 times more powerful than a typical supernova, 500 times as bright.
Or did the light just get here?
They've been looking at this for 2 years. They hope this will help them understand what stars do as they are dying off.
You think you would have noticed the brightest supernova ever earlier? I think that would have been one of the first things that they discovered.
Why is that?
Because it's really bright.
Maybe it's not.
Because it's outstanding.
Yeah. It might not be here.
Like, that'd be like saying to me, hey, they just discovered the moon.
No.
Well, because it's, you know, it's been there and it's bright and it's been there the whole time.
Just because things are very bright doesn't mean that we can see them.
No, and it takes a long time, I understand.
Deep. That's deep.
For the light to get here.
That was deep, Craig.
If it's 10 million light years away, then what you're witnessing happened 10 million years ago.
That's correct. But that doesn't mean that we can't, that we can still see it.
Uranus is 6 feet away all times now, which sucks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd give it out about 6 feet.
I think we're 6 feet away. Okay.
But you can still look.
I know.
Thank God.
Yeah. And touch yourself.
And touch yourself, right.
Touching yourself is okay.
At some point, not necessarily for this coronavirus, they actually did a test to see if you could transmit some kind of virus via farts.
Oh. We'd all be sick.
Right. Yeah.
People keep sending me this story.
And the answer is possibly unless you're wearing pants.
Oh.
Okay.
Well,
Even then.
How about just underwear?
Probably not. Mm, okay. Possibly, unless you're wearing pants, and then no, everybody's fine.
And that stops pants, stop all microscopic fecal matter that might get in the air?
Apparently that will hurt you.
What if you're naked and you Dutch oven your wife?
Keep your pants on.
Well, you're naked. Yeah. I just said you're naked.
But keep your pants on.
Microscopic.
I'm going to stick with that.
How about underwear? Does underwear stop the virus?
I'm going to stick with keep your pants on.
Okay. Yeah.
I think if it's microscopic, though, it could escape through the fibers.
It sounds like it probably could.
Okay. Underwear and pants.
But as far
as. Oh, believe me, all of us have farted in this room that just went shot right out our jeans.
It's a rocket.
Yeah.
That'd be an awful study to work on.
It'd be horrible.
I think it would depend upon the force, the amount of force when it's propelled out of your ass.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Good point, Todd.
Well, some things make it through the pants. Yeah. Like smells.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, all this thermal imaging is going to be great for the thermal fart videos.
Yes, it will be.
And I am still fascinated by that, the view that you can have, and it shows you everyone's temperature.
Yes.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're doing that in Wu-Tang. Not Wu-Tang. That's the gang.
That's a clan.
That's a clan. No,
that is a clan.
What's the Chinese city there?
Okay. Wuhan.
Yeah, yeah. They got
Wu-Tang.
They got cops with the...
But I'm fascinated by that. I don't know how the hell they do that. But that is fascinating to me to look at that and see everybody's temperature.
Right. It's the future, man.
Well, it's now.
I know.
It's what the predator sees all the time.
Yeah, right. And I love me a good infrared fart video, too.
Yeah, I do, too.
Can't get enough
of
those.
They're so
funny. I do, too.
Yeah.
I love when there's somebody else, like when it's two people like standing next to each other, and the one's just like.
Yeah. Well, that was a Will Ferrell came back and hosted SNL, and that was one of the skits, the ghost hunters, and you see that coming out of the guy's butt.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And Will Ferrell thought it was a ghost.
Yeah,
and it was just crazy. No, other guy saw it was the ghost. It was Will Ferrell was the guy that farted.
Just farted.
And they go, look at that. Where's it coming from? It was just a great skit.
Grandma.
It was a couple years ago, but it was really funny. Yeah.
Yeah, if I was one of those cops with one of those helmets, that's all I'd be doing all day is laughing at watching people fart.
Especially hot chicks. Look at that. Yeah. Oh, she's so hot, she pooped.
Ooh, that wasn't a fart.
We've got a queefer.
We've got a queefer. Quarantine the queefer.
He's sick now. He's sick now as a mistaken queef. I'm fine.
Yeah, I'm fine.
Up to 10,000 Major League Baseball players and team employees are going to be tested as part of the study to help researchers determine how widespread the virus is in metropolitan areas across the country.
Hey, well, baseball's not giving up either. I don't know what they're going to do with it.
For them, test kits are going to have results in about 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I saw Gupta on CNN yesterday talking about some saliva tests that could take minutes.
That's what we need.
Now, the federal government needs to step up and spend money on it. Everybody should agree with that. I don't care what side of the aisle you're on.
Ah, states.
No, the federal government's got the money, man.
Ah,
they got the money.
States should have been prepared long ago for this.
Well, you know what? Shut up.
Long ago.
Yeah, I know who you're playing.
States should have been.
I know who you're playing right there. But if we all want to be out walking the streets, the federal government needs to pony up for all the tests. Republican, Democrat, whatever.
Did you see that Amy Schumer changed her son's name?
Hmm.
How old was the kid?
Just born, May 5th.
Okay, so isn't starting to look like your dog looks yet?
If you remember, she named the kid.
What'd she name it?
Gene.
Yeah.
Attell Fisher.
Oh, she likes. Uh-huh. Oh, because
David Attell.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they figured out that Gene Attell sounds like genital.
No, it sounds like Gene Attell. It's a long E.
Yeah, Gene Attell. It doesn't sound like genital.
If it was named Jen Attell, then yeah, it sounds like genital.
They say it's too close to genital.
Yeah. See, when I first read that, it's no, I didn't think that.
Yes, but apparently, a lot of other people did, though.
Todd, okay. you're an adult. Think about
what?
A kid and think about
what
a kid.
What did
in,
you just say?
I know, but technically he is.
Hey, genital.
Yeah, no. Think about a kid in first grade. It's not a big jump to go from Gene Attell to genital.
Package for Mr. Asswipe. It's Asswipe.
Yeah. Yeah. But he'd be Gene Fisher in school. Not a lot of kids are giving their middle name.
Right.
No,
out like
they
that.
Don't.
So and
they,
I like to think I'm as sophomoric and juvenile as the next guy.
Oh, yeah. Was
at least.
I'm sorry. It was Hugh Laurie, by the way. Not
I didn't
Will
see
Ferrell in that skit. Hugh Laurie in that skit. Thank you, Sean. Funny skit.
Did they keep the Attell in the new
yeah,
name?
Yeah, they blow off Attell then?
No.
No, they named him Gene David.
They blew off Attell then?
No.
Well, Dave Attell.
Yeah, it's Dave's first name.
Got it. Is it
and
girl?
It's also Gene, G-E-N-E, not J, G.
Yeah, I know, but yeah. I don't know how they spelled it. Okay, that's a unisex
right.
name.
I wonder
G.
if there's any Jennies in the Attell family.
Right?
Like Dave Attell has a cousin
genital.
Named
Genital.
Yeah, see, that sounds more like genital to me than genital.
Right.
Yeah, and David is also her dad's middle name, so that works out, blah, blah, blah. Right.
At least they didn't change the kid's first name.
Yeah.
Right.
Confuse that kid, man. Even after a month, the kid's going to go, what the hell? You were calling me Gene. What's up with that?
Yeah.
Right. I'm confused, man.
Too much Amy Schumer news.
Yeah.
There has been a lot.
Yeah, right.
Well, she's, you know, they're doing the
cooking show.
Yeah.
The cooking show and changing the name. Because who changes the baby's name?
So she's doing what you can to. Stay relevant.
Yeah.
At least she's still honoring Dave Attell.
Yeah.
Yeah, they called him and they said, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, well, it's not his call.
No.
Well, she did call him up and say, look, we're changing his name. We know we did this for you.
I'm with Todd, though. I still don't think even a kid's coming up with genital, but whatever.
A lot of people did, so
Gene.
I don't know why they wouldn't.
The name is Gene.
I think you're thinking too much here.
All right.
And
which
genitals,
you rarely get
what?
Accused of.
That's kind of a big word for a first grader.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know how old I was when I learned the word genital.
Yeah. Hopefully it wasn't first grade.
Yeah, because first grade, it's a wiener. You know?
Right?
We still call it a wiener. But you're right. It's a wiener then. Mm-hmm. Pee-pee.
Hoo-ha.
Yeah.
Yeah. Genital is just too clinical.
Yeah.
It's not even slang.
Is.
The head of a zoo in Germany says that with the money drying up because of the pandemic, the global pandemic, some animals may have to be fed to others.
Damn.
Wow.
They've put together a list of animals that would have to be slaughtered first.
Oh, they're going to slaughter, at least humanely slaughter them first.
Just let them fight it out.
Yeah, I think let them fight it out.
What about some competition here?
Well, yeah, let them run around.
Yeah, open all the gates and see what happens.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I know. Yeah. Well,
gazelles,
they have the gates to the outside.
Gazelles meet the lions.
Have fun.
They say it would be a last resort, and it would also be unpleasant.
Yeah.
You think?
Slightly.
They say the zoo would consider euthanizing animals rather than letting them starve.
Well, it'd just be all tigers and lions. Nothing else would be left in the zoo.
Bears.
Mm-hmm. And bears.
Yeah, it'd be the...
who wins between that battle?
The level one predators.
That would be
Well, there'd be some that could hide.
They'd be fooled by it. They'd be fooled then when they eat each other. You know?
Be the Wizard of Oz zoo.
Yeah.
Lions and tigers and bears.
Yeah, oh my.
Did you guys do that story about the pandas that they would have been trying to have them get it on? This zoo's been trying to get these pandas to mate for 10 years.
Uh-huh.
And then finally, now that there's not any people around, they started getting it on.
Really?
Yeah.
Get it on.
Oh, is that what they attributed that to?
Mm-hmm.
Lack of people.
Yeah.
It's like, stop looking at me.
Yeah,
I mean.
Yeah. Right. They wanted some privacy.
Stop looking at me.
Sorta.
Yeah. Well, you can look at me. The rest of you can't.
Right. Were there other factors?
I don't know.
That's interesting.
They, you know, there's a very small window, and I think at one point in the, throughout these years, they thought that the guy didn't know what he was doing, and yeah, and any number of things, but it finally came together this year.
Not good for them. Mm-hmm. Maybe they just don't like each other.
And so now it's,
yeah.
Maybe it's you.
Right. I guess they're not putting another panda in here. We might as well knock this out.
It, it's really down to you.
You know, they all look exactly alike.
Right.
But she's not hot
but
enough.
But not to
her.
Other pandas. Right.
I don't know, man. They look exactly alike.
Not to other pandas.
Yeah,
they
I don't know, man.
She chews with her mouth open. Yeah.
You ever seen an ugly panda? I don't think so. You know.
You ever seen a hot panda?
Yes. If you're a panda, really? They're probably all hot.
Again. If you're a panda, yeah.
You don't
they,
know that.
They yeah. look different.
That panda could look at the other panda and say, yeah, she didn't do much for
yeah.
me.
Yeah, nope, no.
It ain't working.
No chub over here.
Not my type.
Yeah. I think it's more that stop looking at me. I really think it was that.
That makes sense.
I think it was stop looking
that
at me.
That seems to make more
yeah,
sense.
What are you, freak? Yeah, get your own, man. Yeah. Bill Engvall and John Morgan, the Raging Cajun, yeah. checked in. The podcast is... TNTRadioEmpire.com. You can get the stream there, too. Patronize the advertisers. Thanks for listening to us. Get through this S together. Tomorrow.
Quarantine Florentine.
Quarantine Florentine.
And sure. we're going to talk to Dr. Mina, too.
Oh, yeah, Doc. Oh, nice. Yeah, I want to check out Doc in a sexy outfit.
Right, her senior photo is yeah. up on our Twitter feed.
At TNT. Yeah, it is. At TNT Radio Empire. It's really hot.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.